hello everybody and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this month's show, well, we're going to be discussing the East Division with Stockton Town and with Dunstan. We're also going to be hearing about the Midlands Division with the managers at Spalding United and Anstey Nomads. But to kick the show off this month, let's hear from the league leaders in the West Division. And heading into 2024, that's Leek Town, currently 7 points clear up at the top of the West Division. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Harrison Park. It's a big welcome back to the show to Josh Brayo. Well, Josh, a big Happy New Year to you and a big thank you for joining us. And, well, 8 straight wins in the league. Congratulations for the latest result against Liverpool on Saturday. It's going pretty well at Leek. How's it going at Harrison Park?
Yeah, no, thank you. And Happy New Year to you as well, Ben. Yeah, we've had a really good run of form. We've been absolutely chuffed a bit with how we've performed and the results we've picked up in the last period. And Christmas is obviously a really big period for us where we managed to pick up maximum points. We're well aware it's not going to last forever, the run. 8 straight wins is no mean feat. And obviously now with each game that comes, in a weird way, it becomes more difficult. Every game becomes more difficult than the one previous, because everybody obviously wants to beat us. Naturally, you know, we'd be a feather in the cap of any opponent that we come up against now. So, yeah, it means that naturally each game becomes really, really hard, and we have to prepare for them in the exact same way. We can't afford to get complacent, and we won't. You know, the group won't get complacent. We know we're not going to win every game, but it certainly won't be through a lack of complacency, I'm sure.
And being, you know, top of the league at the turning point of the season with this 7-point lead, like you say, and we've discussed it in the past just how competitive the West Division is. And I think the last time we spoke, it was during that FA Cup run. And I mean, just being the manager of this side at the moment, I mean, what's it like with 4 months of the season left?
Yeah, the lads are great. You know, we've got an amazing group of players. We obviously had the FA Cup run, as you've referred to there, you know, came out of that, had a good run of form in the league. Then we had a drop where we had a difficult run. And that's probably where you learn the most about your players. And we came out the other side of that and obviously started this run of form that we've been on. And that's, you know, huge credit to the group of players. You know, they've shown a real determination to turn around a couple of bad results that we had, you know, in consecutive game weeks. And we've really knuckled down and put on some really strong performances. We've tightened up defensively, you know, managed to recruit a goalkeeper who's been a big part of that. I mean, Dino Visser. And his experience has been invaluable, but huge credit as well to the group as a collective, because they've really worked hard together to obviously put this run of form together. It doesn't happen by accident.
No, absolutely. And you mentioned the defence there. We do have to mention Rob Stevenson as well, who scored a hat-trick in that game recently against Kidsgrove Athletic on New Year's Day, but has been scoring plenty of goals recently as well. So, I mean, going forward, that's pretty handy to have a player like him scoring goals as well.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Rob currently sits at the top of the goal scorer standings. I think 15 goals. We've got Dan Trickett Smith, who's on 14, and Dan's missed the last couple of games through injury. So, you know, we're really blessed that we've got those two in the team. But then, in addition to that, we've got Tom Carr, Aaron Opoku, who've notched plenty of goals in themselves. So, you know, we are as well as having tightened up defensively, because that was clearly an area we weren't comfortable with, the number of goals we'd conceded, but we're the top scorers in the league, and we've got a plethora of attacking talent, and I've just named the four forwards there, but you know, we've got other areas that other people within the team that can chip in. Obviously Tim Grice has come back in as well, so not forgetting Tim. He's obviously scored 2 in 2 since being back in as well. So, you know, I'm really, really blessed to have sort of 5 attacking players there who continue to contribute massively to our goals for tally.
Yeah, and you've already mentioned the defence, but it does need highlighting. 4 clean sheets on the bounce, which I know if you're a defender or a goalkeeper, is just as good as the goals, really. And it's fine at either end at the moment. I mean, just heading into the second half of the season, you've already touched upon it about, you know, being a target and that kind of thing and teams up in their game potentially. But what's the live the land like at Harrison Park heading into the second half of the season now? You've got this advantage up at the top of the table. How do you maintain it, do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a good question. I've not got the answer to that. I mean, hopefully come the end of the season we're still in the position we're in, and that will mean we've obviously been successful in that. But I think what we've got to try and do is remain very calm and treat each game in isolation. You know, ultimately we will suffer a setback, and
sort of more setbacks as the season continues. But what we've got to try and do is stay calm in those moments, not get too concerned about a negative result, and really just focus on our performance. If we maintain the performance levels that we've shown in recent weeks, then we won't be far away. I think that's probably the most pleasing thing for me, as well as the results of, you know, being really, really positive. Aside from probably the game on Saturday against City Liverpool, where we did probably concede a few too many chances compared with how we've been in recent weeks. Every single one of the other games that we've played, we've been so strong and deservedly been, you know, on the end of the results that we've had. So, you know, I think we've got to just continue very much to focus on the process, focus on making sure our performance level is right. And if we get that right, then I'm sure the rest will sort of take care of itself.
And looking ahead to the upcoming matches, obviously you're on the road now for much of January, with games against Trafford this Saturday, Prescott Cables on Tuesday, 1874. I mean, looking at the form guide, there's not too much. Obviously, this is obvious being top of the league, but you're decent away, you're decent at home, but it's going to be tough, these upcoming matches on the road.
Yeah, and when you've got three in a week, you know, regardless of whether they're home or away, three games in a week is always a challenge. You know, in terms of keeping the group fresh, that's something that I've learned from previous runs that we've had. Obviously, from following on from the FA Cup run, we had a huge backlog of fixtures. So, you know, I've learned from that. And we have got a couple of injuries in the group at the moment as well, which obviously limits our options somewhat. So, yeah, for sure, it's going to be difficult. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, Trafford on Saturday is our first challenge. They've not lost in six. So they might currently be sitting third bottom, but actually I think they're in a false position, really, because, you know, they're very strong defensively. Like I say, not lost a game in six, and you know, that's going to be really, really hard. Obviously, beyond that, 3 days later, we then go to Prescott, who obviously are just behind us in the league. So, you know, that they're the next two. So, you know, there's no easy games at this level, as you've already referred to. It's an incredibly strong league, this West Division.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Josh. Obviously, we've spoke a couple of times this season already, but you got through to the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. You beat South Shields this season. Yeah, turn of the year, you're top of the league. It's not bad, is it, for your first gig as manager? I mean, how much are you enjoying things as we head into the second half of the season now?
Yeah, absolutely loving it. And of course, when things are going well, it makes that somewhat easier in terms of the enjoyment factor. But no, listen, again, I'm incredibly grateful to the board for obviously trusting me with this position. It's been a pleasure so far. We've got an incredible group of players, and yeah, there's the club set up and ready to really go and attack the second half of the season and hopefully achieve that ambition of getting promoted at the end of it.
Well, Josh Braille, manager of Leek Town, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Happy New Year to everyone at the club, and all the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ben.
Josh Braille there, manager of Leek Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Leek Town, currently 7 points clear, up at the top of the division. That's at time of recording. Prescott Cables, who are currently second in the league, on Friday night will be hosting Vauxhall Motors. Runcorn Linnets, incidentally, they're in third position, 1 point behind Prescott Cables heading into this weekend's matches. Stalybridge Celtic, they're on 37 points. That's 3 points inside the playoffs and 2 points behind Runcorn Linnets. And completing the playoff positions in the West Division, we've got Avro. They've got a game in hand over Stalybridge Celtic. They've also got a game in hand over Witton Albion, who've been in great form. And Witton Albion now currently sixth, tied with Avro on 34 points. 2 points outside the playoffs as well. We've got Clitheroe as well as Kidsgrove Athletic. 3 points outside the playoffs, we've got Bootle. And 4 points outside the playoffs, we've got City of Liverpool and Chase Town. Very, very competitive, as you can imagine, around that playoff line currently in the West Division. But currently, Leek Town leading the way in the West. Leading the way in the East Division, we've got Stockton Town. They're currently 8 points clear up at the top of the East Division. And let's hear now from the league leaders. It's a big welcome back to the show to Stockton Town manager. Here's Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year to you. And, well, safe to say it's going very well at Stockton Town at the moment. What is it, 9 straight wins in the league at time of recording. How's it going being the manager at the club at the moment as we head into 2024?
Yeah, it's obviously everyone's very happy, especially when you're winning. The players are doing really, really well. Obviously 9 wins in a row is a big feat, you know. It's not very often that happens in any league, so we're doing really well, and we've just got to keep our feet on the ground and take each game as it comes and not get too far ahead of ourselves, and then just focus on staying where we are.
Yeah, an 8-point lead up at the top as we head into the second half of the season. And that's come about not just because it's 9 straight wins, but it's also against some of the teams that you've beaten. I mean, beating the likes of Consett, Hebburn and Belper in this run as well. How happy are you, firstly, with those results, but also the fact that you can beat teams in the lower half of the table, but also rise to the occasion against teams in the player positions like you have done?
Yeah, I think that was a thing that we identified last season. We weren't really at our best against the teams around us, even though we did finish second last year. We did struggle a little bit against the teams in and around us. So that is something we've improved on. But I just think as a whole, the squads, it's probably the best squad we've had together for a long time. And it's probably our smallest squad as well, as we cut the squad down by about 4 or 5 players last year and just brought 2 players in. And then obviously Shane Henry coming back from injury was a big impact for us. He's made a big difference in our midfield. So I just think we're just on the crest of a wave at the minute, and we've just got to keep going.
Yeah, and just mentioning Kevin Hayes and his goal scoring as well. I mean, I'll come to the defence separately because they need their own special question, I think, given how many clean sheets you've had so far. But goal scoring wise, I mean, Kevin Hayes has been scoring plenty of goals recently. I mean, how good has he been?
Yeah, he's been excellent. I mean, he's always scored goals. I mean, plays out on that right, but he cuts in a lot. But I think this year, I think the front three as a whole, him, Michael Fowler, and who's made a huge difference to the team since we signed him, with his link-up play with Kevin as well, and also Mikey Roberts on the other side. I think between them, I think they've scored nearly 40 goals. So the three of them are doing really well. Kev obviously gets the headlines for his top scorer at the minute, but all his performances. But that's come around from the start of the season where his performances weren't at the best, and we left him out for a couple of games, and he reacted really well to that, and he's just got better and better as the season's gone on, as has the rest of the squad, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to that run that started at the start of November with the win against Widdowson and the clean sheets, you've had 5 clean sheets out of this 9-game winning streak at the moment. I mean, how good's the defence at the moment at Stockton?
They've been excellent, the back four and Shane in front. I know we say the clean sheets are normally down to goalkeepers, but to be honest, the players have been that good in front. I don't think Callum's had that much to do, barring probably the last game where he had a couple of saves to make, because they have done that well. We've kept the ball really well and restricted teams to very minimal chances in games, which is really good. But as a unit, the teams just work. The main thing that they're doing is they're working hard for each other. And that's one of the main things that we work on. Is if our work rate's there, we know we've got the ability to match any team in the league.
And heading into New Year, obviously you've played a game already in 2024, the 3-0 win against Dorset United. And like I said, you've got this 8-point lead up at the top. When we spoke in the past, you know, you want to go one better than last season. That can only mean one position in this league. So as during the second half of the season now and where you are, where do you see things, you know, with 4 months left of the season?
Yeah, there's still a long way to go. And like I said earlier, we've got to take one game at a time. But our aim is to finish top of the league. It is very difficult with only one place there for automatic promotion. I've spoken to many managers about that. And we wish it would change it and make our jobs easier. But we've got ourselves into a great position. We know teams are now playing catch-up, and we've got ourselves a little bit of a cushion. I know Dunstan have got a few games in hand where they can go a few points behind us. So we've just got to really focus on ourselves. And like I said, take it game by game. Don't look too far ahead into the future of what might be. Just keep our feet on the ground. And hopefully, come April, we're still in this position and we can have a better season than what we had last year.
And just looking at the games coming up, obviously you've got a busy week ahead with Brid away, Carlton Town away and Liversidge a week next Saturday. What's your thoughts on this challenge coming up, these three matches?
Yeah, we said it's a big month. First of all, Bridlington. Bridlington's always a tough place to go because I think they play really well at home against the bigger teams. I think if you look at last year, I think they drew a workshop twice at home. The last couple of years, sorry, and they beat us last year 1-0. So they always seem to do well at home against the top teams, and it's a difficult place to go. It's a nice place to go. There's great people there, and it's a nice surface, so we'll look to go there and play our normal game, getting the ball down. And then you've got the completely opposite going to Carlton on Tuesday, because again, pitch is always difficult at Carlton because they suffer a lot with the weather, so you have to change your game a little bit. And then Liver's Edge week after, you know what we get with Liver's Edge, it's always a battle between us two. So the three really tough games, and if we come out of them unscathed, then the league looks a lot different again, and you're three games down, and we've just got to look through the rest of the season. But we'll look at Bridlington first before we look ahead to anything else.
Yeah, and obviously it'd be good to get back at home for that Liversidge match. And just to mention for the Boxing Day crowd as well, for nearly 1,000 against Consett. Obviously you're going to need the travelling faithful the next week as well as the home faithful, but it all helps, I'm imagining, for this promotion push, both on and off the pitch, the crowd.
Yeah, it does. The crowds have been brilliant, especially at home. I think we haven't lost a game at home in the league this season, which is again another thing that we wanted to improve on from last year. We dropped far too many points at home. And then away, we do have, especially on Saturdays, we have a good band of travelling fans. We normally have a course that goes down, but a lot going cars now as well. I'm sure there'll be a lot there at Bridlington on Saturday. It is a nice place to go. They've got a nice bar for them, and they're very welcoming people at Bridlington. So they'll be looking forward to that, and they'll play a huge part in the season, especially in the home games, because the atmosphere has been really good. I think we're starting to average over 600 again now, which is good for not just the players, but also as the club as a whole. They've got a huge part to play.
No, good stuff. And last question, Michael, just about this next 4 months. How much are you looking forward to this challenge? You're in a good spot, but it's about staying there now and taking the pressure on, because obviously everyone wants to beat you where you are in the league table. So it's going to be tough, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge?
Yeah, this is why we do it, for these challenges and all. This is pressure on us, but we've just got to hopefully deal with that this year and like I say, finish on top of the pile this year. But this is why we're in football, for these moments, and hopefully we can finish the job off this season.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager Stockton Town, as I said, big happy new year to you. Congratulations for the run of form heading into 2024. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks very much.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Stockton Town, 8 points clear up at the top of the East Division. Hepburn Town are the team in second. Then we've got Consett, 1 point back. 2 points behind Hepburn Town, we've got Pontefract Coles. And 3 points behind Hepburn Town, we've got Belper Town, who complete the playoff positions. They're tied, though, currently with Carlton Town, also on 36 points. However, Carlton Town do have 2 games in hand. However, Dunstan, in 7th position, who are 3 points outside the playoffs, they've got 3 games in hand over Carlton. And incidentally, Dunstan are 5 points behind 3rd place Consett, and Dunstan have 4 games in hand. And furthermore, Consett take on Dunstan this weekend. And let's hear now from the Dunstan manager, and it's a big welcome to the show to John McDonald. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us, and a happy new year to you. And, obviously no games played thus far in 2024 just yet, but heading out of 2023, Dunstan in great form. What's the mood like at the club heading into this second part of the season?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good, Ben. We've won our last 5 games. I think the only issue is that the fixtures have been sporadic due to the weather that we've had in the northeast, so we haven't played a lot of games. We've actually only played 16 games, so 22 to go. So there is a long way to go, but in terms of our recent form, we're doing really well. Just desperate for fixtures, but we've got Consett on Saturday on their kind of 3G surface, so that's one we're looking forward to.
And when you look at the league table, like you say, just played 16 games, but just 3 points outside the playoffs, so it's pretty tantalising stuff, isn't it? It's just like you say, it must be frustrating just to get those points on the board at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you've got a little bit of momentum, you just want the games to come thick and fast, and unfortunately we haven't had that. We're sometimes, you know, we've been 2 and 3 weeks without a game, but what we have found ourselves in a really good position. We just need to make these fixtures count in the coming weeks, but hopefully we'll be in with a shout of getting into one of those playoff spots come the end of the season.
And for you personally as well, John, obviously took over from Chris Swales, who we've had on the show loads of times, big shoes to fill. But safe to say, I think this first half of the season, it's going pretty well that you step up into management.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chris is a miss around the club because he was so well liked, and you know we do miss him. But you know, for me personally, it's my third season at the club. Obviously, did 2 years with Chris, and hopefully we can go one step better this year, and you know, get into those playoff spots, and hopefully get promoted.
Those back-to-back sixth place finishes, how much does that drive everyone on to get into the playoff positions this time round? Because Dunstan, ever since they've arrived at Step 4, have been competitive at this level, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me personally, I think that day at Carlton last season where we were going and we just wanted to give the best versions of ourselves on the last day and get 3 points, and we just let ourselves down. So I think that's, for me, that's a motivating factor. And I think, you know, because we haven't been too far away, we've had good experiences the last 2 years. I think hopefully that just gives us that competitive edge that we know, you know, for 2 years we've not been far away. So it does drive us on that. So, you know, we'll use that to our advantage, I think.
Just focusing on, because obviously it's been a very good start to the season, that's for sure. But just focusing on one player in particular, and Jack Maskell, a young player, but he's scored plenty of goals this season, hasn't he? I mean, how good's he been?
He's been brilliant, Ben, to be fair. I mean, there was a lot of clubs in the summer after his signature. He's only just turned 19. He's raw. He's got some great attributes. But, you know, he's stepped up two divisions, but it hasn't fazed him at all. He's been brilliant, and I think he's got potential to really kick on. So we're really pleased with the start that Jack's had. He's still got a lot of learning to do, but hopefully we've got ourselves a real find there, and he's been brilliant for us so far. So hopefully he can continue his form into the second part of the season. But we're delighted with him, and to be fair, all of the lads that we've brought to the club in the summer have been brilliant.
Yeah, and just to mention as well, because I do this a lot when I mention strikers, I suddenly go, oh, I was a defender as a kid, I need to mention the defence. Just 17 goals conceded in the league this season in 16 matches, which ain't bad at all, really.
Yeah, we're pleased. I mean, we've got Josh King is coming on loan, Jack Walker, Jude Swales, Chris McDonald's coming from North Shields, and we've got Craig Baxter, who's, you know, at 36, he's Mr. Consistent. He's been, you know, 7 out of 10. Every week, you know, he's played in the National League for Gateshead. So again, we've got a real good blend of kind of young and old in that back four. So it's one of the things that we have focused on this season, and in training in particular, just trying to limit the opportunities that we give to the opposition. So hopefully that, again, we can continue with that. But it is a good record, and it's one that we're proud of.
If you look at the league table, it's over 2 points a game, isn't it? Which, you know, managers would say that's exactly where you want to be heading into the second half of the season with that points per game average. And you mentioned the concert game already. I mean, that game on Saturday is huge, isn't it? But we can't overstate the fact you haven't played since Boxing Day. And how have you managed to keep the squad going in that time and making sure that, you know, they're at it ahead of this game on Saturday, this crucial game?
Yeah, we've trained, you know, we've not missed. We've trained consistently, and we did think Saturday was we're going to get a game in, but the match official called the game off. You know, sadly, Belter had to travel to Dunstan, and the game couldn't go ahead due to the rain that we'd had and the pitch. But the lads have been brilliant. I'm very fortunate, Ben. We've got a really good group. I think we're all just chomping at the bit to play a game, to be honest with you. And no better team than Concert. You know, it's a local derby. Both clubs know each other well. I actually know the manager personally, Tony Fawcett. So it's a game I'm sure both clubs are looking forward to. To be fair to Concert, they've had a really good start themselves, and they found themselves in a playoff spot. So we're under no illusions it's going to be a really tough game, but we're really looking forward to it because it's a derby, but because we're just desperate for a game of football, to be honest with you.
And in those games where you've taken on the teams in and around those playoff positions, I mean, go back to Concert back in August, that was a 0-0. You've beaten Belper earlier on in the season. You know, you got a good draw against Stockton and against Pontefract. So in these crucial games in and around those playoff positions, you're very comparable, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest with you, the games against Stockton and Pontefract, we were leading those games up until the closing stages of the game where Stockton and Pontefract got equaliser. So I think, you know, unlucky not to take maximum points out of those two games. But yeah, we've done well against the teams who are up at the top end of the division, and they're the games that we really look forward to. But every game in this, I know it's a cliche, and people say it all the time, but it's true. You know, I've been in and around the Northern Premier League at Dunstan and before that at Morpeth, and they're really competitive leagues. You don't get an easy game, so you've got to be right at it every week. And I think we have been so far, and long may that continue.
Yeah, and it's not just Consett, is it? I mean, obviously, it's the first game back in a while, and it's against Consett. It's a derby, like you say. It's going to motivate the players no end. The team talk, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it, a game like that? But then you've got Sheffield, Grantham, Cleethorpes, Stockton. It's going to be a busy January to catch up as well, isn't it? It's crucial, isn't it, this month coming up?
Yeah, it's true. I think all managers in the league, Ben, will be saying the same. You know, you get into January, you're approaching the business end of the season. So every game, it's really important that you continue to be consistent and pick points up. So hopefully we'll have a positive January. And as I say, come April, hopefully we're right in the mix for promotion, which I'm confident that the squad that we've got, we're good enough to do that this season.
And just to mention as well, just a kind of closing thought really, John, just about what a remarkable first half of the season it's been. How much are you enjoying your time as the manager at Dunstan, and how much are you looking forward to this challenge of the second half of the season and getting the club exactly where you want it to be?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it, Ben, to be fair. You know, working alongside Chris was great, and, you know, I was fairly hands-on for the last 2 years, but, you know, being in the position where ultimately the buck stops with you, you're picking the team, and along with the management team, very fortunate to have Mark Scott and Andy Wright and Lee Kennedy, the goalkeeping coach, and Lewis Black. We've got a really good management team. We all work well together. But yeah, to answer your question, you know, being ultimately the buck stops with me, I guess, in terms of team selection, but I'm absolutely loving it. It's a great club, Dunstan, to be at, and as I say, long may that continue. I'm loving it, but I'll love it even more if we're able to get promoted, because that's the aim for me and for the club. So, you know, fingers crossed we can get over the line this year.
Well, John McDonald, the manager of Dunstan, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big happy new year to everyone at the club. Congratulations for the first half of the season. All the best of the coming matches, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for your time, Ben. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Dunstan manager John McDonald there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the Midlands division now, and leading the way up at the top of the Midlands division, we've got Spalding United. They're 2 points clear of Harbour Town. Harbour Town, though, do have a game in hand. Anstey Nomads, who we'll be hearing from shortly on this month's show, they're 6 points off top spot, but they have two games in hand over the league leader Spalding United as well. So, a very competitive race up at the top of the Midlands division. Let's hear from the current league leaders now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Spalding United manager. Here's Elliot Sander. Well, Elliot, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And safe to say, it's going very well at Spalding United as we head into 2024. How's it going being the manager of this side?
Hi, thanks for having me again. It's been a bit topsy-turvy. We started the season really well. And then went through a bit of a patch. I think we didn't win for five games, where we had to work really hard to work things out and change a few things. And we've obviously been on a great run since. I believe it's 11 unbeaten, 1-10 out the last 11, with 8 clean sheets in a row in the league, which is, as long as I've played football, I've not been in a team that's done that. So credit to the players. And yeah, it's put us in a good position for the back end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And just talking about that spell, I mean, obviously, you have to go back to early November since the last defeat. Did you think this run was in the team?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we had a good, I can't remember what it was now, but the start of the season, I think we'd won 8 or 9 of our games. And then I knew it was in the players. I could see there was a few tweaks we needed to make, formation-wise, personnel as well, from where we were lacking a little bit. But I never had any doubt that we had the quality, and I backed myself and the management team to get things right. And to be honest, in the run where we hadn't won for five games, it wasn't like the performances weren't there. We had a couple of games where we were 2-0 up and we threw away the two-goal lead to end up drawing the games, which is obviously disappointing, but we probably deserved more from them. So we've done well to turn it around. And yeah, we've got a big game coming up Saturday, so they don't get any easier. But we're full of confidence at the minute, and at the minute we're backing ourselves to beat anybody, really.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come to the Anthony Nomads game in a second, because like you say, that is huge. I mean, Lie Town the week after is pretty significant as well, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, just going back to the results themselves, I mean, obviously you've kicked the year off in good ways with three wins thus far in 2024, but it's noticeable as well that you're in this streak of clean sheets as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we noticed on the run we had where we weren't really winning. We were conceding way too many goals. It was as simple as that. And that's not just the defence. That's as a team, as a unit. And we've tried to work hard in training, how we want to defend as a team. We've drilled it into the boys week after week. It's not something like, even now, even though we're on this run, it's not like we rest on our laurels. We make sure we work hard. And for me, if I'm doing everything I can off the pitch to prepare the players for when they're on the pitch, then I've done as much as I can. And then it's up to the lads to put that into practice on the pitch. And to be fair to them, they're doing it at the minute. A clean sheet run like that isn't going to last, but we'll do everything we can and defend well, try and stay as organised as possible. And we've got players who will score you goals. So yeah, we're in a good place at the minute, but we have worked hard to get to this position.
And eight straight games with a zero in the goals against column, which is pretty impressive, to say the least, isn't it? And obviously, heading into 2024, you know, you look at the league table, there's certainly a title race, isn't there, in this division? I mean, we can touch upon the Anthony Nomads game, because they're not completely out of it, are they, at this stage? 6 points back with two games in hand. But Harborough as well, going back to that 0-0 draw with Harborough a few weeks ago, you played in these crucial matches up at the top of the Midlands division. What do you make of this race as we head into the second half of the season?
Yeah, to be honest, I always knew Harborough were going to be up there. At the start of the season, they were announcing some really big signings, and a bit like us, as the season's gone on, they've strengthened and got lads at Jordan Crawford from Brackley. They brought Joel Carter back, who's played at Step 2. They've just signed the top scorer in the league, Tendai. So they're going to be right up there. There's no question about that. And Anstey, we obviously didn't really know much about them. They got promoted last year, and they're a real tough nut to crack. They've got a real togetherness. I think they've only lost once in the league all season, which is phenomenal. They've had a few more draws, but that shows they are a real tough side to beat. In terms of us in the title race, we've got really good home form. I think it's quite crazy that we've played all of the top seven away from home. So we've got them all to come at our place, which helps. But at the end of the day, they're all big games, really. Rugby Town the other night, they're fighting for their lives down the bottom. They give absolutely everything. And it took a late goal to get us 3 points there. So we're under no illusions how difficult it's going to be to A, win the league, B, in the playoffs, that sort of thing. We just need to concentrate on ourselves at the end of the day. And if we can prepare right and play as well as we're playing, there's no doubt that hopefully we can take it right down to the wire.
Yeah, just thinking about, you know, the fact the two games coming up against Anstey and Lie Town are all going to be at home. You've got the Corby game as well to finish off January away from home, which is always a tough place to go to. So what's your take on the upcoming matches that you've got?
Yeah, it's a really tough run. I've got sort of in my head a points total that I'd like out of those three games. I'm not going to share that. I might do it another time. But
more than zero, that's what you're after, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. But there is such a long way to go. I mean, we've got nearly half the season to go. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and we've just got to make sure that we keep doing what we're doing, really. There's going to be games where we'll lose, where we maybe shouldn't have, and there'll be games where we end up winning where we probably didn't deserve it. But I back me and my management team, and I back the squad of players that we've got to really give everything. We've got Dan Sweeney coming back. He was a big signing for us. He's missed sort of 4 months. He's gone on loan at Alvechurch, and he's hit the ground running, and he's back in 2 weeks' time. So that strengthens our squad, and that will be like a new signing. So we're all positive, and like I said, that there may be little dips along the way, but it's how you bounce back from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a closing question, really, Elliot. I mean, we caught up early in the season, didn't we? And I think I asked you about how handy was it to have a pre-season under your belt and that kind of thing. I mean, it was a whirlwind towards the end of last season, Spalding just missing out in the playoffs. But certainly, as we're heading to the second half of the season, in a very good position. How much are you enjoying things and how much are you looking forward to this challenge of maybe going one better this time round and getting automatic promotion potentially?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm learning every day. Obviously, I played for a long time, only finishing sort of last year. And I've tried to take it in my stride. I've tried to put the right, how I want to play, my own stamp on things, the players I want to sign. And I've got a good dressing room and done that. Don't get me wrong, in the tough times, it is really tough. And I respect all these managers who have been doing it for years and years, because it can be a lonely place at times. But I've had a little bit of that this season, managed to come through it. And it's just one of them where you can't get too high when you're winning, but try not to get too low when things aren't going for you. But I'm enjoying the ride. Obviously, being at the top at the minute is a nice place to be. But we know that Harborough can obviously catch us and Anstey can catch us. So there is a long way to go, but just got to relish the opportunity that we're in, and hopefully we can go one better than last season.
Well, Elliot Sander, manager of Spalding United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Happy New Year to everyone at the club, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for having me.
Spalding United manager Elliot Sander there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Spalding United currently leading the way in the Midlands division. As I mentioned earlier, Harborough Town 2 points back with a game in hand, and Anstey Nomads in third, 6 points off top spot with 2 games in hand. Well, let's hear now from Anstey Nomads. And on Thursday, I caught up with their manager and chairman. It's a big welcome back to the show to Tony Blanchard. Well, Tony, a big thank you for joining us, and a big Happy New Year to you. And here we are in 2024. Anstey Nomads very much involved in the playoffs, maybe involved in the title race as well. I mean, how's it going at the club?
Yeah, brilliant, considering on the pitch when we've played and all the water we've had. Yeah, we're busy, but we're doing well. First team-wise and junior teams developing the club and stuff. So it's, yeah, all guns blazing, ready for this year, really, another good year.
I mean, I was going to mention the off-the-pitch stuff as well, because I think the last time we spoke was, I think, at the start of October, then had the rainfall and that kind of thing. I mean, how did the club cope with that? Because I saw a video of where it was totally flooded, and then all of a sudden it's all green again. I mean, so quite a transformation, but quite a challenge, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I went to Spain for a break October half term. It's not stopped raining since I come back. The junior pitches, some of them we've not played on since then. The first team pitch, I think it was around November time when we first, the Brooks burst its banks 8 times, which is unprecedented. I've not seen it this bad in the village for 20 years, and that was a flash flood at summer. But obviously this time of the year, when we played, I think it flooded on a Friday, Saturday, and we played on a Tuesday night, we invested in some drainage on the underneath, and we obviously stop it going because it has to drain somewhere, so we pump it back in the brook, so it helps it. But November, you're a bit milder. This time of the year, you see, even though it stopped raining, it's cold, so it's not drying up. So we had a game Tuesday night at home against Cambridge. We pumped it off, it got somewhere, but obviously it's torrential last week, wasn't it? So unfortunately, we're another game behind. But we're not as bad as we... If we hadn't had this drainage done, we'd have probably not played for 2-3 months. So it is working, but, it's hard work when you've got to do the team, do the juniors, and then obviously get lads and, you know, volunteers pumping off the pitch and getting it all right. And the mess it's made, it come up to the clubhouse steps, so all the stand, everything needs washing down and stuff like that. So, yeah, hard work, but, you know, it's better than watching EastEnders or sitting in the pub. So we end up at the football club. So, yeah, crack on.
Yeah, and it like I said, a remarkable transformation every time. So congratulations to everyone involved on that front. And they're being rewarded on the pitch with some fantastic results and a decent run of form at the moment, including the victory over Harborough Town over the festive period. I mean, how's it going on the pitch at the moment, do you feel?
Yeah, it's great. You know, they're a good bunch of lads. We, you know, last year, the season before when we didn't quite get up, we strengthened with some more young lads, and we had another good, you know, we played Chesterfield that year and did get up last year. And we've gone, you know, from strength to strength. I say to the lads, look, the only problem is they don't realise how good they are. And they're young and inexperienced, so at times they struggle. and we've probably lost points when we should have won them. But when it's time to step up with the so-called big hitters, which Harborough, we beat them twice, you know, so it proves that they can do it. But we've dropped silly points away. But I can't fault them. We've lost one game all season away at Sutton Coldfield, 2-0 up, 58 minutes, next minute, bang, bang, bang. And it happens like that to the best of teams. Man City's the lot. So, yeah, the lads are really good. And a lot of these lads, you know, I've said your ambition should be playing at step three or higher. You know, we lost a lad, Billy, midfielder, who comes from Loughborough University, to a bad injury. So our thoughts to him. But, you know, he's a big miss. And, you know, the lads that have come in and replaced him, it's just made us stronger. Yeah, and I keep saying to the lads, this is the strongest squad that I've ever had here. And who knows, we shouldn't be competing at this level. We're a little village from Anstey, and it's really good. And the attendance is, 200, 300, 400 the other week. So, you know, we average 200, 300 every game now, which is pretty good. We've got some fans who sing, and there's drums. So we're turning into a proper little football club, generate our own income, you know, from the bar, and make it sustainable. Got good young lads who are part of the journey, and we'll keep going and see what happens this season. Do you know what I mean? We're right in the mix, and we've got experience of getting promoted, so why not? You know, like I said to the lads, let's do it again. Let's enjoy the ride while we can.
And one player, no, not one player in particular, but a player I have to mention is Freddie Robinson, who's been scoring plenty of goals recently, including a hat-trick on New Year's Day in that win over Gresley. I mean, how good has his performance been?
Yeah, good. Fred played for the under-18s years ago, went off when I first took over. He was probably 18, 19. He's actually from Market Harborough, went back there, played and then come back, and you know, he does a job wherever we ask him to play, and he scored. We've pushed him a little bit further, although the other day we had injuries, and he's like, I can play at the defence as well, I can play centre half. I said, yeah, don't worry mate, you'll play where I'm asking you to play. And he pushed him further up, and I think he got an hat trick. So yeah, you know, it's not just Freddie, he's contributing and he's on the roll at the minute. And you know, a couple of times he's not been in the team, and he's accepted that, because you know, we're a squad, and you know, everybody's in it together. So, yeah, they're a good group who manage themselves, really. And I've just got to keep everyone happy and pick the team. So it's, you know, from the management assistants and coaches with Sam and Ryan. And the easy bit is just turning up and selecting a team. But my hard bit is being chairman and, you know, having 60 teams to deal with, like you say, now at the minute. I'm just lining pitches out with Conrad Logan to get the juniors games on, because obviously all the lines have been washed off over. So yeah, the joys, but yeah, it's good. And always something to do.
Yeah, well, like you touched upon earlier, it is better than EastEnders, that's for sure. But yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of which, let's just discuss the upcoming matches, because you've got some big games coming up. Obviously, you've got Hinckley next Saturday, but before then, you've got this seismic game on Saturday coming up against Spalding United. Two big games, to say the least, in this next fortnight.
Yeah, very similar to what we had at Christmas. Just before Christmas, we had Harborough away. They've just signed, let's be honest, some quality. Tendai, I know him, he played for us for a bit. Know him personally, good kid, we signed him. The lads, you know, they were really good. Stepped up, struggled first 20 minutes, and then deserved a win. And then we had Loughborough Dynamo, we were flying, and the pressure was on. You know, if Harborough had beat us there, would have been a good six pointer, they'd have been behind us. So they stepped up then. Lytown the other day, tough place to go, couple of injuries, so you know, we drew there, probably 2 points dropped. Now the challenge is Spalding, we drew with them last time, so again, similar situation, two massive games on the bounce, challenge the lads. But if we don't get stuff from it, we're still in a very, very good position. But if we do, like I say, we're done with Harborough now, and I think we'll be done with Spalding when we play them on Saturday. So we've played some of the top teams and they've still got to play each other, so we just keep chipping away. And like I say, we've lost one game all season, so if we can plod on like that, who knows where we'll end up.
Yeah, 6 points from the top, 8 points inside the playoffs, and you know, a decent trophy run in that mix as well, and a cup run too. So it's been a good start to this season. As we head into the second part of the season now, Tony, just a closing question, really. Obviously, as chairman as well, and you've already mentioned it about all the junior sides and facilities and that kind of thing, and the challenges that posed during a bad winter. How much are you looking forward to this second part of the season, though, and what's possible both on and off the pitch? Because this has been a good start to life at step four, that's for sure.
Yeah, look, the first team's taking itself. You know, the lads turn up, they want to be there, they want to train. You know, we're all in it together, everybody's equal. So that takes care of itself. we're discussing with the FA for a couple of 4G pitches because, like you say, we've got 60 junior teams. Nobody trains on any 4G Football Foundation pitches, and the first team don't. You know, we struggle for venues. So we're in discussions. I'm more excited about that, if I'm honest, to get training venues for the club. So yeah, and potentially looking at a new clubhouse as well that can be bigger and better for functions and that can generate some more money to make it sustainable. So yeah, and then anything else on the pitch is brilliant. And like I say, I've got that much to do, but when we're having a little drive to Spalding, I'll be excited to see what we can do and put on a show.
Well, Tony Blanchard, manager and chairman of Anstey Nomads, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Happy New Year to you. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, mate.
Tony Blanchard there, Anstey Nomads chairman and manager, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching in NPL Step 4 show. Just to complete the Midlands division now as we head into this weekend's matches, Anstey Nomads in third position, 6 points off top spot. 3 points behind Anstey Nomads in fourth, we've got Hinckley Leicester Road. They're 5 points inside the playoff positions. And completing the playoff positions, we've got Loughborough Dynamo, 3 points inside the playoffs. They do have games in hand. The teams just outside the playoff positions, we've got Lye Town on 38 points, 3 points outside the playoffs. And we've also got Sutton Coldfield, who are in seventh position, 6 points outside the playoffs. Well, that's it for this month's edition of the Pitching in NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me this month. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.